Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
So, there is a political analyst named Prince Mashele. I don't know if you know him. There's also a forum that I think it gets hosted annually or maybe biannually. I'm not sure. But Biz News usually hosts these things in Stellenbosch, or they'll go to Hermanus, etc. So on, where they'll just discuss the state of the country and where things are going. Mm. The last time we played a clip from this Biz News conference was last year, where they were speaking about South Africa in terms of numbers. It was a show where we spoke about how many officers, for example, can attend to an individual and why it is that private security now outweighs the public security bill, right? So if you, for example, have your own security person versus a police person, there's more force in the private security. Mm-hmm. This is what Prince Mashele had to say, and you're speaking about Baba Penny, MK Member of Parliament.
You see, there's a guy called Penny Penny in Parliament. The guy has not been to school, but he happens to be Shangaan, by the way, so he's from my group. The guy has never seen a classroom in his life. He is a Member of Parliament making laws for me. I have a master's degree. How could an idiot? I mean, let's be honest. I'm not aware of any country in the world that has turned itself from a backward country into a first world that is led by someone who has not been to school. How do you have someone in parliament who has not been to school? It doesn't matter, black and white. There must be no one who has not been to school in our parliament. This can be done. Kenya, by the way, an African country, has a law. Go check it out. You cannot be a mayor of a town. You cannot be a member of parliament. You cannot be a president of Kenya without a university degree. There has to be a baseline. There has to be a baseline.
So, what are your thoughts on that?
I am Sugel.
Here's the thing, right?
I am Sugel.
Here's the thing. It's obviously classism. Let's start there. It has to do with the fact that Baba Penny allegedly never set foot in class.
Yeah.
But how he spoke about him is where the issue is, right? You can have somebody who's uneducated. That doesn't make that person an idiot.
Yes.
Right? You can be uneducated, but it doesn't mean you're stupid. It just means you weren't given the opportunity, or for whatever reason, you ended up not going to school.
Yeah.
Right? And likewise, you can have somebody who is educated, but they don't make sound decisions like the person who is uneducated.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. The second thing is, you see, politics has got nothing to do with essentially how much you have studied.
Yes.
Now, what you study can affect your politics, but the two, you can't say the two are inextricably linked. Mm. And so that's a problem with their thinking. And then lastly, I suppose you could have used anybody else as an example. You could have used John Steenhuisen, who only went to Madrid.
Yeah.
We had a president who only went to Standard 2.
Yeah.
But I suppose he used Baba Penny because it's from his own tribe. He didn't want to be accused of anything, which is fine. That part I understand. Mm. What are your thoughts? We'll start with you, Sol.
I don't understand the part that you understand, that why he has to single out Baba Penny. And I feel like Baba Penny ufelo ukuthi, he's an artist. He's an easy target.
Yeah.
Very colorful guy. Very animated guy from his music, whether he's on a TV show, etc. And if you're going to call somebody an idiot, at least call them an idiot and cite what they've said that was idiotic, or what they've done that was idiotic. So I felt like I don't understand why he had to come for Baba Penny necessarily. There's so many people in our parliament who don't even have university degrees. Yeah. Some maybe don't even have matrics. Yeah. Are they bad MPs necessarily? Nah. Mm. Look at a guy like Paulo Jordan. Mm. Had he not lied about his qualification,
I understand that the language itself may have been offensive, but let's speak about the substance of the argument, Mfundo, right?
I'm glad you take me there, because the language is regrettable, honestly. I don't think he has any right to call Baba Penny an idiot. We love Baba Penny, honestly, we do. But it reminds me of a conversation that Julius Malema had at the Third National People's Assembly. He belabored this point around the need for educated people to be deployed to legislatures. And he said for them, they've learned the hard way. Mm. You deploy people then to the legislatures, and for a whole year or for a whole 5 years, they have made no single contribution. So for me, it says that realistically, political parties need to play to people's strength. You've got to realize that in parties, you can have mobilizers. And then you have the academics or intellectuals. What you do with a mobilizer who works hard, you don't necessarily have to reward him with a deployment into parliament. Mm. You don't have to do that. Find other ways to reward hard work, because you must incentivize hard work. Honestly, it's a political party. People say they're volunteers, but really there must be a reward at the end of the day. Mm. So for me, it's just to move away from that, of thinking that the reward for mobilizers will always be a deployment to government or to legislatures, because it doesn't always work. And they, the EFF particularly, had learned the hard way. So the substance there, there is substance, just that when there's regrettable language, we never get to deal with the substance, because now we're focused on how rude you are, especially because this is an unproblematic man. But political parties also need to stop rewarding every person who works well on the ground with communities with a deployment to legislatures, because it's a different era. You do have young people who are highly educated now, and they're going to need you to engage with certain bills that are in the better interests of South Africans as a whole. So I mean, the voluminous like those documents are too much. They're too much. So I think rather find and play to people's strengths, and then we're all going to be happy.
Yeah. Now, let me just go further and say, it's actually more than just the required reading, right? It's not just a matter of volume. Mm. It's understanding, but also the, I suppose, the appreciation of legal frameworks.
Yeah.
Mm. I see this all the time. Mm. When you speak to a layman about a legal matter, it doesn't matter how well educated the layman is, but if they don't understand legal framework, that argument just usually goes out the window. Because what people do is they come and they apply common sense, for example, to a legal issue.
Yeah.
Legislation is unfortunately a legal issue. And so you need somebody. It's not to say that legal scholars will make the best legislators. It's not to say that. But it can assist you, and I believe you'd waste less time, for example, if you had people who were educated in their profession. Because that's just a way of thinking. That's all school does.
Yeah.
School just teaches you how to think methodically. And then obviously you've got certain basics and fundamentals that you need to adhere to. That's the only thing. Doesn't make you any cleverer.
But going back to that point where you said that being in a leadership position doesn't necessarily have a direct correlation to what your level of education is. We've had ministerial appointments where, and it's particularly in health, where we had a professionally qualified person who was a doctor but wasn't the greatest of leaders. And look what happened there. So there's never a direct correlation between education and how somebody leads in that particular regard. So I think the language was definitely regrettable. Do we need better, more educated leaders? Probably yes. But how do we capacitate people to be good leaders instead of being better qualified in terms of academics?
Now, here's the thing. The reason why people hone in on academics is because academics are actually, I guess, the one field where there is a qualification.
Yeah.
So what I mean by that is, if I go up to Saul and I say, Saul, do you have an undergrad? It's a yes or no, right? Yeah. And then if he says yes, produce it. And that's all the undergrad is. It serves as a certification that, hey, this guy has gone through this level of education. He at least, you can expect this level of comprehension at the very least from him, right? It's possible that somebody else who has never gone to varsity, for example, has a higher level of comprehension than Saul. That's possible. But he can't prove that until we have him in the job and we see it. Saul just needs to produce a paper. Now, there are other aspects of leadership that you don't get a certificate for. For example, right? And those you only see on the job. So the only reason why we're holding an education is because that's the only one that's verifiable.
Quantifiable,
So as you were saying, there is somebody who's a qualified doctor, but maybe makes a horrible minister because he can't enforce procedure, can't motivate people, can't speak publicly even to argue his points in the legislature about why it is that things should be done that way. All of that, unfortunately, we won't know until you are in the job.
And it's a brilliant point that you make about being able to articulate your vision. Because sometimes you find very intelligent people who have these grand plans, but now when they're going to stand up in parliament, you can hardly hear what exactly they're going to do. And that defeats the purpose, honestly. So you do also need an orator to a certain extent. So it's a difficult one. But I know even with the university, you do have poor outcomes where someone is certified, they're on the job, it's a young journalist or whatever the case may be. And the comprehension levels are just they leave a lot to be desired. So it's yeah, there's no proper balance to this thing. There's no proper balance. Education, pardon me, education, leadership, I think you need a little bit of both.
Let us know what your thoughts are. Prince Mashele versus Papa Penny. Just in jail because I like Papa Penny, I'm on Papa Penny's side. We'll defend him with our buttocks. What are your thoughts? In all fairness, though, and I'm sorry to make an example out of you like this, right? But being a president is very different to being a legislator. And this is actually what Prince Mashele is talking about. Because you got to understand, I suppose, the qualities that are required to be a president. To be a president, you've got advisors. You can always ask people, hey, what do I do about this? In parliament, you don't get to stand up and go, Fundo, what do you think my view should be?
It doesn't work like that. You must make contributions.
Yes. So you see now, this is what Prince Mashele is talking about. It's a problem, this thing.
Uyadelela indelelo yodwa to call someone an idiot because akana master's degree. You'll find that in most cases, because of our history in the country, bona all master's graduate ababakhuliswe ngabantu abangafundanga. His parents are not educated due to Bantu education. So what is he trying to say ngabantu abazele yena as a graduate? Uyageza, usile.
100%. I think another thing that we need to bring to the fore right now is that specifically in political parties, right, their deployment to the legislature is not necessarily about you adding any kind of skill to legislate. It is really just as a means to reward you in terms of payment and the benefits that come with being a member of parliament. That's really what people go to parliament for. They're like, oh, I'm going to earn over 100K. They don't go, hey, I can't wait to fix this law. I've never heard anybody speak that in those terms.
You see, I lost all respect and stopped taking Prince Mashele seriously a long time ago because even his analysis is very questionable at times. So, yeah, you are right, Sizwe, singing for his supper, and that's not even an allegation. It's well known and well documented. Anyway, we have a lot of people who are educated who have taken us way more backward before the arrival of Papa Penny.
The problem with Sizwe is the fact that akusangonjwa yabona impama ayisaphansi.
Oh, wow.
Ngokusile lo mntu isile le nto ayithethayo. It's disrespectful, it's demeaning, not to mention humiliating uPapa Penny as a member of parliament and just as a person nje, because he is a public figure. Unomculo, he's got accolades. Calling him an idiot is very disrespectful. Funa ubethwa ngempama lo sile.
Yes, I never advocate for violence, but sometimes it's necessary. Hey? Sometimes it's necessary.
Prince Mashele is very wrong. Looking at even the crowd where he said that statement in front of white people, you'd never see a white person going on a podium in front of us as blacks telling us how stupid or uneducated John Steen is. And it will never happen. But yet it's so easy for us to go on in front of them and speak ill of one another. Oh, Prince Mashele Labantu, Bebaka quite die back in the day.
Ish.
Ella Militi, Prince Mashele is a learned idiot. Ooh, young Dina Lehavavaliana, yes. Aiko Jinda Ikunumayo, that makes sense. Aiko into Ikunumayo, he uses his biasness, he uses his emotions. It's even annoying for a man who uses his emotions to argue a point. Why can't he? Yo. Yay! And he must hands off for Papa Penny.
Now, let me just remind you, this is the same Prince Mashele who was criticizing Dr. Mbuyiseni Ndlozi, who's now more educated than him, right? Mm. He's a doctor. And you're talking about Dr. Mbuyiseni Ndlozi wants to leave politics. He's not qualified to do anything else. What's he going to do, etc. and so on. Now, we're using his very same argument now, right? About education. So Dr. Mbuyiseni Ndlozi, according to your view, is a better man than you. Right? What gives you the right to go speak on him then? Hey?
Morning, Sizwe and the team. What I can say is that this guy is speaking from umona side. Hey, unomona lo muntu. You know what? I don't know kutsi umenzeni uPapa Penny kangaka. Because leaders, you can be a leader who is uneducated and lead well. An example, I got to wish Upapapeni. We are happy with Upapapeni, Tina. Agasiyegele no Upapapeni wetu. No more, Nashem.
Ahe, Upapapeni.
No, Umashala, Umashala is just an overrated fool. You cannot insult a person because he's not educated for so many reasons. There could have been so many reasons, but just because he didn't go to school doesn't make him a fool, like how we called him a fool. Umashala is just talking for his stomach. That's why he talks for his stomach. He just talked for his stomach. Really, that was just an insult. That was just an insult to Upapapeni. I'm glad that he responded. I saw his response on TikTok or somewhere. That was just an insult. That's according to me.
I didn't see the response, actually. We'll try and look for it.
Prince Mashele is very wrong. Looking at even the crowd where he said that statement in front of white people, you'd never see a white person.
Yeah, we've heard this one.
Got up since I can into I call try o Prince. Oh, Papa Ben, uge waba mayor. Yes, again, waphinde waba a councillor for some time. It's not like it's someone who has no idea and a clue of what they are doing. On a political background, so I don't understand. Maybe he used him so as an attack, but his attack was a low blow, Shem. It was a low blow. Because unlike people that we know, Papapeni actually has things that he has done, Ekiyani, that you can show, it's okay. He has done this for his people. His argument, Shem,
It's also just unnecessary. From what I know, Papapeni, I don't know him personally, but from what I know, he's a very good energy guy. Feel good. Asugeli muntu.
This thing, of always cutting down and looking down upon each other instead of uplifting each other, yeah, boras. Once black people get educated, everybody else is an idiot, everybody else is a nobody, is nothing. And when other races uplift each other and equip each other and develop each other, Prince Marshall is always a loud mouth, always criticizing his own black people and rubbishing them. He's done nothing to uplift another black person. So, why am I here? What all over?
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.